with Andrew Collins. We're talking about bull ant stings. A lot of people sharing their stories. This from Mousy. G'day, Andrew. Jack jumpers are worse. Look, same as the bull ant, but black with orange abdomen. They sting when they jump and they chase after you if you are near them. Thank you for that. Patricia has rung through from Little Grove near Albany. Morning to you, Patricia.
Good morning.
Your bull ant story?
I've had hundreds of them, but one, it went over my gumboots, up the leg of my slacks, and I took my slacks off after it bit me the first time, and I grabbed hold of it, and it bit me again. And I come up in welts. The swelling doesn't go down for about 3 weeks, and the soreness is there for months.
On a scale of 1 to 10, the pain?
Excruciating.
off the Richter. Thanks for phoning, Patricia.
Thank you. Bye.
Roz from Denmark says, yes, at the age of 2, my daughter stood on a bull ant nest and screamed. I immediately rushed to her attention and flicked it off her foot, then carried the screaming child inside and sat her on the bathroom bench to investigate the bite. The screaming continued, and I eventually realised the bull ants had crawled up into her long pants. She had about 8 of them still there. Her whole body went red and swollen, and I had to take her to hospital. I felt like the worst mum ever. Don't be too harsh on yourself, Roz. This from Rick in Katanning. Old bush remedy for any insect bite, says Rick. Place wet tobacco on the bite and cover with a bandage. Pain will go away, says Rick. Some more stories. Jordan from Wickapen says, my mate Kendall from Caballing, his nickname is Bull Ant, and I've seen him inflict big stings on the football field. Thank you for that. Beth says, when our son was 3, he was doing a wee in the garden when a bull ant walked up his leg and bit him on the testicles and would not let go. I think they would have heard the scream on the moon. It was excruciating. Poor son, Beth. Vicky says, we were camped in a creek bed in the Pilbara and I was bitten / stung, hurt like blazes. We all hunted for whatever it was. We were miles from anywhere, thought it was a scorpion, but found out what we knew to be a sergeant ant, about 1 inch long with nippers like a flipping mud crab. Had a red welt for days. Let's go to Wayne in Wage. And morning to you, Wayne.
Hello. Am I on air?
Sure are. What's your story?
We're doing some roadworks out near Coolin a few years ago, and I've always wondered how a bull ant, what would it feel like, and I was teasing them with a stick, and the smart one ran up the back of the stick and bit me on the little finger, and it was like a bruise for a week.
And did you feel like a bit of a dill?
Nah, because I always wanted to know what it felt like to get bitten by one. So now I know I don't have to be bitten by one now.
Thank you for your honesty, Wayne.
Righto, pal.
Oh, where do you go from there? Well,